This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. School employees, grocery workers, prison inmates, and 911 operators would be included in Phase 1B of the state's COVID vaccine distribution plan under a recommendation a task force issued Wednesday. The volunteer committee, made up of health professionals, made some changes to the draft plan based on more than 5,000 public comments it received. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services has already decided to include a large group of people in Phase 1B of vaccine distribution, everyone age 65 and over. Now, an advisory committee is recommending other groups to put next in line for Wisconsin's limited supply of vaccine. On Wednesday, the committee voted to include grocery workers and food manufacturing employees in Phase 1B. Committee member Edward Belanja said members received more than 1,700 comments supporting inclusion of those workers.
The workers have little or no control over their working environment. They're often in low-paying jobs and they don't have paid sick leave. And they're doing an essential function to ensure the integrity of our food supply. So, based on those considerations, we felt like it was appropriate to include them.
Another non-controversial decision was to include those in education. The committee voted to include all K-12 school employees, but member Jonathan Tempty recommended limitations for colleges and universities.
For post-secondary or higher education, vaccination be limited to those who have been involved in face-to-face education.
The committee is trying to keep Phase 1B somewhat narrow, but it's difficult to do when there are so many groups with higher risk for COVID exposure or severe disease. The members agonized over whether to include airline workers and rideshare drivers, but ultimately recommended that just bus drivers be included as eligible public transit workers. Perhaps the most polarizing group to include in Phase 1B is the incarcerated. Committee member Dan Hopsenberger said he read more than 70 comments in opposition.
All were opposed to including prisoners, some quite vehement. Because I'm a taxpayer, I should be able to get the vaccine first. They did the crime. They should do the time. The same old things you hear for a lot of other things and people in prisons.
The committee does plan to include adults in congregate living facilities, such as group homes and shelters, in Phase 1B. Tempty said excluding inmates from the congregate living category would be unfair.
If we are saying, we're going to punish these people yet again because they are being punished for their crimes at this point in time, this constitutes kind of a double punishment and treating them very, very differently. And I'm very, very uncomfortable with that.
Ultimately, the committee decided to include incarcerated people in its Phase 1B recommendation. One group it reluctantly did not include is those with comorbidities or pre-existing conditions, because some felt it would add too many people to Phase 1B. Now, the committee's proposal goes to the State Disaster Medical Advisory Committee this morning and then to the Department of Health Services. Wisconsinites may have a final answer on who's next in line for the vaccine by the end of this week. But with the state's limited supply, getting all eligible people vaccinated will be a long process. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.